Land Registry Workers Ready to Fight Privatization. Dave Lunn, PCS Union Rep. At 5 p.m. on the evening before Parliament recessed for Easter, plans to consult on the proposed privatization of Land Registry were sneakily released by George Osborne's office. This comes less than 2 years after previous plans for privatization by the Condem government were defeated by a mass campaign led by the PCS Union. A 38 degrees petition received over 100,000 signatures, followed by 2 days of strike action, with many members getting active for the first time. This forced the government to retreat. "We knew, though, that a Tory majority government would come after us again." Rationale. This time their rationale for privatization has changed, from supporting digitization of land registry services to raising a capital receipt for paying down debt, and supporting the government's infrastructure program. Having considered their flimsy case, it's clear this is less about raising money for the public good, and is more about transferring profitable public assets to their big city mates, with the liability retained by government. In effect, nationalizing the risk, and privatizing the profit. "We are ready for them, however, and are currently putting together a submission in response to the consultation document which rebuts their arguments, and puts forward an alternative that is in the interest of our members, customers and wider society. We will follow this up with campaigning with customers and industrial action if required,